Roz and Show, 101.5 WPNQ.
Hey, here's a strange but pretty face in the studio this morning we haven't seen in a long time. ISU head basketball coach Dan Muller. Hi, Dan.
Well, good morning. I love the strange. I'm not sure. I appreciate you having me.
We have not talked to you in what feels like forever.
I know. Well, I get to meet Archie. I mean, this is a perfect day to come in.
I'm glad you came in because he's one of many people who may be new to the community that don't understand the passion we have for ISU Redbird basketball.
Well, let me educate
you. Extensive.
Him.
Break it down.
Yes. You should come to every game.
Okay.
There is face paint somewhere around in some stores around here. I'm sure you can find that. And
the face paint. We like the face paint.
Yeah, if you do that, you know, we'll get you on picture red, of red you something. White. We'll do something for you.
Okay, sounds good.
What were your college colors?
My college colors, blue and gold. But high school, red.
There you go.
Black, okay,
white.
So
red,
we know you look good. Red.
That's right. No, we've got a couple home games this week. We had one yesterday. We won, and two more home games this week, in addition to a couple more before the Christmas break. And got an exciting team to watch. We know how much our fans mean to us and the home atmosphere. Our students are back in town. They didn't have a lot of students at yesterday's game, but it's a fun place to watch games. There's not a bad seat in the house. Mm-mm. And we do have a team that's pretty exciting to watch this year.
Tell me who to watch, because I have not been yet this year. I apologize.
Yep, it's okay.
It's on my to-do list of, hey, got to go start watching some basketball. Because it's not fair. Basketball now was starting at the end of baseball nationally, and then we still had football going on.
And we've only had two home games so far.
But, I mean, still, we should have been there for the first home games, but there was, like, in hockey, and there's a lot of sports
going on
at the beginning of your season.
A lot going on right there. We have, Paris Lee is a guy who's been a starter for us for 3 years. This is his senior year. I think the best point guard in our league, Mikhail McIntosh. Those two guys were picked preseason all-conference. Mikhail's just a physical force who is just pretty dynamic on both ends of the court. Deontay Hawkins is another really exciting player who's been a starter for us in the past. And we've got some new guys. Our team plays fast this year. We really share the ball. I think it's the best offensive team I've had since I've been here.
Ooh, that's saying something.
Yeah, and we're really passing the ball. Our assist numbers are good. We're turning the ball over a little too much, but we have a lot of guys that can score. We got some guys hurt, but our depth will be good once we're healthy. But overall, I really do. It's an exciting team to watch because how we share the ball. We got some athletic guys that make some plays around the rim. And again, Redbird Arena. I mean, it's just such a great place to watch a game.
It really is. There's not a bad seat in the house. And you can get your tickets through GoRedbirds.com. Now, tell me, off the court, who's the fun player this year? Everybody's got a little jokester on the team.
Well, I would say, Malik Yarborough is a kid who's sitting out. He was a transfer from St. Louis, mm-hmm. so he can't play this year. And Malik is just a natural comic who actually sometimes tries to be funny when he's not supposed to be in the middle of the practice. So we've worked on that, and he's getting it. But he's going to be a heck of a player. His dad actually played here at Illinois State 30 years ago or so.
And, oh, that's exciting.
And played professionally for a little while. So Malik came back home and is... people are going to love watching him play next year. They can't watch him this year, but he's pretty funny.
Well, but look for him. Now, players, how does this work in modern times where if you're in college, the idea of being at that age and not having your cell phone glued to your hand at all times is just horrifying. Where do the cell phones go during practice and during game time to make sure there's no Instagram, like, in the middle of the timeout?
Fantastic question. And so... obviously, in practice, they leave it in the locker room. Now, when we finish with practice, and let's say we're going right in the film room, it's guaranteed. They're all sprinting in there to check their phones in between that time. On game day, we actually take their phones.
Wow.
During the game.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, right. During the game.
Because so we're supposed to be focused.
When they go back out to shoot, like 30 minutes before a game, so we don't take away for the entire game.
No.
We collect their phones so they don't check their phones at halftime.
That's messed up.
I know.
Well, so think about that. Well, that would break your concentration, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Think about that. And I started doing it last year, I think. But, you know, your mind's supposed to be focused on the game.
Mm-hmm.
You could be checking your Twitter. You could be checking your feed. You could check something that impacts you mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be texting people.
People could be talking about your play that day and hurt
your feelings. Your boy could be texting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to take more shots, whatever. And so I think some guys hide their phones still, but we're supposed to be collecting their phones. And then, of course, they get them right back after the game. And it's just during the game. It's not like for the full day. But that is a great question that I had to think about. I think 2 years ago I started doing it halfway through. I'm like, I wonder if they check their phones at halftime because we're not in there.
Does coach have to put his phone in the lock-it-up box?
I do not. I will tell you, when we have practice – and when we have game, I tell my staff the same thing. I do not check my phone once we get to that. I don't. Even in practice, our phones are on the side, and in a break, I tell my staff, don't check your phones. Everybody will be okay.
Okay, so, but if your wife is trying to get in touch with you,
she knows I'm in practice.
She knows you're in practice, and she knows who else to call and say, go get my honey.
Well, that's true. But hey, you remember 15 years ago when.
No.
There were no cell phones.
I do. He doesn't. He was still
waiting. That's right. You don't.
15 years ago.
He was still waiting for his first phone.
No,
then.
15 years ago. I had my first phone. I was 7, right?
Yeah. You had your first phone when you were 7?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Anyway, Dan. I don't even know what to do with that statement.
Attached it to him. So, yeah, I think you...
Life
of course, there's emergencies. Of course, there are. But, hey, people can be fine.
This was a question that came up when I was watching football crowds not too long ago. And, the camera pans around to see what people are doing in the stands. Sometimes they're kissing. Sometimes they're drinking beer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now the heads are ducked down. I saw this at Cubs World Series games. You had these amazing tickets right behind home plate. And you would see people in between big plays checking their phones from their seat. And do you notice that as a coach if the audience is disengaged?
You know, I don't notice the audience much when we're in games. I don't hear much what the crowd says. I don't really see much. But I do know what you're talking about. And that's adults. That's not kids doing that. Those expensive Cubs seats. So that's all of us.
You hope that they've taken a picture of how awesome the team looks and that they're tweeting.
Yeah,
out and see ISU Redbird basketball. Hashtag go Redbirds.
It is important. And in our job with recruiting, especially, we're on our phones a decent amount, whether it's checking scores or texting recruits or players, what have you. And it is important for me, for anybody, I think, to put your phone down sometimes, especially when you're eating with your family, of course, or just at night. People will be okay if you don't text them right back.
But it's a huge
issue with younger generation, and it's not their fault. I mean, but
it's different,
it's tough.
Though.
It's different.
Have a moment and pick your head up and go see Redbird basketball.
That's right.
A lot of it to see, as Coach Muller has said, it's a great team this year. Real quick, who do you think is going to be the big dog in the conference this
year? Well, Wichita State
and
Northern Iowa look terrific. Our conference actually has had a lot of really close losses against very good teams, so I think the conference will be good. Wichita State's picked to win, and as well they should. And they look very good. But this Wednesday, 6 o'clock, a little earlier game, IUPUI.
Okay.
And then Saturday at 7, New Mexico, a very good non-conference
team coming in. I like the early games.
Yeah, trying to get some families some time to go home.
I like those. I go to bed at 8 o'clock, so I can see at least the first half of an early game.
Perfect.
Have a hot dog and have a good time.
Perfect.
Easy parking. Coach Muller, thank you for joining
us
today.
Thank you guys.
Always a privilege to have you here. We're going to take your pretty picture and put it up through our phone before you leave. Here's Chainsmokers, Halsey, Closer, 101.5 WBQ.